Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pulling Heartstrings. The date is the 21st of the second month, 2022. It is a Monday evening. You are chilling with the matriarch, the creme de la creme, the drip, the ultimate Queen Bee herself. Now, let's just get back into it.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller.
Good evening. Is it Eagle FM?
It is Eagle FM, yes.
My lady, what is the topic you have today?
My dear, I didn't even start talking yet, but we already want to know us. Please, I want to start calling early so that I'm in it early today. It's a whole story.
Oh.
Yes, it's a whole story. So well, give me 10 minutes to tell you the story and then you call back, yeah?
Okay, my lady.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, my beloveds, I can see that you guys are ready for me. You guys are attentive. You guys are everything that I've always dreamed of and more. Now, with our conversations today, I decided that I am going to go above and beyond with you guys. I am going to love you the way that you guys all deserve to be loved. I am going to be present. I am going to be here absolutely. Now, what we are going to do from today on is we are going to make a class attendance. I even brought my notepad. I brought my pen. We are making a class attendance. So that at the end of the year, you cannot tell me that, no, I wasn't actually missing class or whatever. No. We're going to do it. So every caller that calls in, I'm going to write down you guys' names and then I'm going to learn it and we're going to be a whole family. Like at the end of the year, we're going to be like, we know each other. Kucha, no. We grew up together there at Eagle FM. You understand? Like, kucha, wow, didn't she kuza combat down? Didn't she kuza for my childhood? You understand? Okay. So once upon a time, there was Paulina. Paulina was an amazing girl. She was nice. She was cordial. She was, you know, just, I'm at 2000s, you understand. Paulina had a group of friends and they used to call themselves the Bling Squad. Now, the Bling Squad, they used to dance, they used to sing. They were basically high school kids. There was one, the youngest was in grade 10 and then the rest were 11 and 12, right? So Paulina's squad consisted of a couple of girls and one boy. Now one boy, his name is Chester. And basically that was their clique, you understand. They did everything together. They laughed and parents knew each other. So even when sleepovers were happening and parties were happening and academics were happening and achievements and birthdays and all of that, they were together. This was a group of 8 children, you understand. So it just so happened that on a specific day, they had gone to Koriakap Dam. They had gone to Bri. Now, with Chester's bigger brother had a bucky, so it was easy for them to sumina their money. They buy their drinks, they buy their meat and all of that. But they were generally good kids, you know. It wasn't sneaking out situations. It wasn't lies. It wasn't funny stuff. You know, they would ask, mom, dad, can we go to the dam? We actually just want to go and chill at the dam and maybe do our rehearsals and stuff like that. And it's not like they didn't actually have money, because their gigs that they were dancing for, singing for, were actually paying a little bit of money, you know, because if you look at a child that's in grade 11 and they are getting $600 from a show to dance for 3 minutes, you understand? And it was good. It was good. They were the ultimate package, you know, and also in academics, they were not failing. In academics, they were not failing, and their parents had no reason to not trust them, you understand? They went to the dam. They were dropped off by Chester's brother in the buggy, and they bride. It started in the morning, like around 10 o'clock, and then by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, they were getting ready to pack up and go home, you understand? Now, they did take some sips of alcohol, but it was never in lethal doses. They decided that they're not drinking like others, you understand? They're not drinking like the regular Namibians. They're not doing those things. We don't like those things, you understand? We aim to be doctors, lawyers, architects, engineers, nurses, teachers. We plan to do more with our lives. You know, we plan to be artists, but on a professional scale, you understand? These kids were focused, you understand? So even when they did have like a little bit of alcohol, they decided to make their alcohol like punches, you know, like a cocktail type of thing. So it's not lethal like drinking coffee macado or Jack Daniel or whatever, you know. It was just punches, maybe like a 20 liter, you know, of punch. And then they can drink that the whole day. And then when it's time to go home, they get picked up. It's not like anybody is cabbing. They get picked up by home because everybody is also in agreement and they are all in correlation with each other, basically. So it's after Chester's brother picks up the first one, drops off the first one, takes the person in the house, which I know the others are in the car. They all go out to go and greet parents. You know, it's a good relationship, like the type of relationships that we actually want our children to have with us, you understand? And even the parents, sometimes they would put their parents together and have little brides and parties. They were like family, you understand? Mm-hmm. So then the Saturday happened, and then they dropped off they dropped off the kids. Chester's brother dropped off the kids. He went about his life and all of that and all of that. Now the next week came, they went to school, and then there was a new girl at school, right? Now the new girl has flex. She's cool, she's nice, and she's also down to earth like them. But they are not really one to involve or include people too much in their circle, because it's family. Like, for them, it's more than just a friendship. It's family. We have goals together. We have things to achieve. We have a lifetime of being together. So it's not just bring somebody in. You know, you have to trust this person. You have to evaluate this person before you can just bring them within your family. You understand? Mm-hmm. So now there was a girl. Her name is Gabriella. Now with Gabriella, She was academically sharp as well, so that was a good thing. And then Paulina was struggling a little bit with accounting, and Gabriella came from a school where they were hammering it. Let's just say that she came from St. Boniface, you know what I mean? You know, they were hammering it, you know. It was ordinary level, but they were hammering it, you understand? So the teacher paired her up with Gabriella and said, no, Paulina, I think Gabriella can teach you in a nicer manner and all of that. And then they started talking, and then they started flexing and all of that. You know, they were class friends, you understand? So it was cool. They had all the same subjects. It was fine, man. It was a good time to be young. It was great, you know. Life was just going in the directions that she wanted. And then after like a few months, 3 months, because Gabriella was new to the city, you know, was new to the city, and she really wanted to be a part of like the Bling Squad, you understand? But They were kind of private. They don't really want to allow people in, you understand? Because these are the same kids that came together from primary school, like grade one, all the way to now. So it's kind of difficult to catch somebody up with why you think the way you think, because, I mean, the person that has been there since grade two, knows most. It's like the old broom knows the corners. The new broom sweeps clean. You understand? Metaphors and punchlines. Guys, I'm on fire. Hmm? All right. So, after this, like, eventually they started digging Gabriella, you know? Like, maybe we can just allow her in. Maybe she's not bad. Maybe she has no ill intentions with us. But the one thing they didn't know about Gabriella is where she comes from and her background, who are her parents. And these things are very important, especially to their parents, because, I mean, we know you guys since grade 2. We know each other even, so we can always call and say, no, the whole squad is sleeping here in my sitting room. Like, I'll just take them to school on Monday morning, you understand? So who are Gabriella's parents? And then they started asking, like, you know, like, oh, we are a tight-knit group, so we like to know about each other so that we know that our secrets are safe, our lives is safe, and all of that, and all of that. All right. And all of that, right? Mm. Now, Gabriella was very secretive about her family. She didn't really want anybody to come through to her house. She didn't really want any of those things, man. She just wanted, like, a school life, and then they hang out and all of that. And Gabriella was always number one to, like, no, there's this new club. There's this what. I heard Casper Nyovest is coming. I heard Miriam Kahukwena is the MC, you know. She's, like, it was all of that and all of that. Nah, I mean. But these kids are not really about that life, you know? But it's one of those, like, yeah, I got us a gig to go and dance there at Tupac's party. Hello, caller.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate.
The matriarch. Oh, what's up?
I'm fine. How you doing? What's popping?
I'm good, man. I'm just laying down on my bed right now.
Nah, I mean. And hip-hops.
I know, you know. I grew up in that way, you know. So that's why I picked my acting for.
Nah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm currently following what you're saying.
All right. I like that. What is your name?
My name is Lawrence.
Lawrence. Okay.
I'm calling from Kietmans.
Yeah, Kietmans.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Let's continue with our flex, right?
So, how do you formulate out such a story?
No. I'm a natural born storyteller, Maji.
Oh my God, that's so nice, man. Like, you didn't just tell a story out of the blue.
Oh, right? Off the top of the dome. I didn't even think about it. My partner was asking me, what are you talking about today? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to talk about some. And I was like, yeah, but there are issues that we need to talk about. Okay, I'll talk about this issue. And then it just happened. Know what I mean?
I'm here thinking that maybe you are reading a book or something. Like
not that. Even, my dear. This is just my mind. My mind is a very beautiful place to be in. But it's also a very dark place.
Oh, you're being smart, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm literally smart. And just follow the whole, what do they call it?
The whole story. All right, let me finish up the story and then you can call back, yeah?
All right, man.
Hi.
Thank you.
Peace. All right. So with all of that said, Gabriella was always the one to instigate little parties like, oh, let's go and perform at Tupac's birthday bash. Let's go and perform where I got us gigs, you know. The money looks good. It's logical for the money, you know. The lucrative aspect of the story looks good. But the question is, are they going to allow us to go to a Tupac show? You know, there are so many people, so many things can happen. And even though our parents trust us, do they trust others with us? You know, it was always one of those shaky situations. And also, since Gabriella doesn't really know the backstory of any of the Bling Squad, it was kind of difficult. You know, they would always have to go and discuss things behind her back. I'm like, no, guys, you know, I've got social anxiety. Like, yeah, and me, I have panic attacks. You know, they have their little secrets that they keep inside. In-house, you know what I mean. But anyways, so one day they had finally given in, right? They had to, unfortunately, this was the first lie that they had to correlate. Imagine from grade 2 all the way to grade 10, 11, and 12. You have never lied to your parents about your whereabouts because they should be able to trust you. And here they are. They just decided that, okay, we have to lie because now we are going to the dog show. We are going to go and perform there. We're going to go and perform there. It was the time of, can you feel it? Namkala makofa. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Namkala makofa. You know. And the song is also happening. There's a whole hype around it. Okay, let's just check how far we're going to go with it. Okay, are we walking or are we being dropped off? But if we say, if we are being dropped off, then that means they will know where we are going and it's going to be a lie. So they had to orchestrate. They took like a whole week, you understand, to orchestrate this lie. Just so that they can also hang out with Gabriella, they can get their kamani, you know, like a little bit like, I think they were just trying to be young and they are just life things, you know. So they decided, all right, great. The squad came through together. They were chilling at Paulina's house. Paulina's parents that day, they were out of town, but the parents knew that they were there at the house. So they all said that they're going to sleep over at Paulina's house and they asked for permission and Paulina's parents confirmed with everybody and everybody's just there. You understand? These parents had never thought that their children are actually capable of going out of the house without permission, you know, because I mean, they're good kids. You know, now I mean, they're good kids. They are good children. You understand? So there's no reason for us not to trust them, ain't it? Okay. So they left the kids at Paulina's house. Paulina lives in Pioneers Park, the old Pioneers Park, right? So they got dressed up and they had their swag. You know, it's Bling Squad and all of that. Then they decided, because the show was on the 5th of October at the UNAM Leisure Center at the stadium. Now, officially, they can't even get in because they can't get in. Because they are too young. So you have to come and lie also there. But with Gabriella, she knows a bouncer. She knows somebody. Don't worry about it. You're with me. Gabriella. Gabriella. My dear Gabriella. I don't know. There are red flags with this Gabriella. Like, why does she know older men and older women? How does she know all these connects? You understand? But anyways, the kids are questioning it, but they're cool. And they have faith in their talents, you understand? So they walk. They put their little money together. They walk now from Pioneers Park to UNAM because it's not far. So they are holding hands, you know, walking through the bush. You understand? Nah, we just gotta do this. After this, we're gonna be famous. We're gonna probably be the dog's dancers. That time, the dog was a thing. You understand? So they get there. They're walking through the bush there at the UNAM bridge, right? Then they see a little bit of shaky movement. So they wait and then they stay. But they were good kids. They looked out for each other. So they ran. And then, yeah, they made it to UNAM. They got to the gate. They called Gabriella. Gabriella was already there. Gabriella came out of there with a Brazilian wig and a crop top and booty shorts. Now my kids, Paulina and the squad, the Billing squad, they are not those kind of kids. They are kids that just want to dance. They just want to read. They just want to make music. They just, you know, they are so talented and passionate about the things that they are into, you know. They are not into these romance and boys and girls and all over the place and drinking and stuff. They are good. When I tell you they are good kids, I mean it. And you know me, I'm a pessimist. You know, so if I'm telling you that they are good kids, they are really good kids. You know, understand? If I can see through the facade, they're really good kids, you know? It's not the type of kids that you worry about, which, you know, she's probably just there with niggas. Nah, it's not even like that. So they get there. Gabriella is looking like a whole Cardi B or whatever, right? But we are here to dance, right? We are here to dance. We are here to show ourselves to Mr. the Dog so that he can see us, you understand? So they get inside the stadium. Then while Gabriella is tuning the things there backstage, they are standing on the stadium. They are dancing, man. The kids are dancing. And then there was like a little light that shined on them. Hey, the kids, yay. The kids were dancing because it's their passion. You know, their kids were dancing. They were in formation like the military. It was like a school of fish behind each other. It was like a railway, you understand? Woo! It was magic. It was magic being created there, you understand. Even Mr. The Dog himself spotted these kids on the pavilion dancing, which I, whoa, 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 whoa. Can you see those kids? Hey, on Nina number 9. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, all right, Gabriella, like, okay, Gabriella comes and gets the other kids. They are put now in the VIP, right? Now, this is their first time in the VIP. They are chilling there in the VIP. And she's like, no, what are you guys drinking? Are you guys drinking Savannah? Are you guys drinking, I don't know, Hunters? Are you guys drinking beer? What are you guys drinking? They all said, cool drink. It's like, nah, bruh, you're just trying to make us look lame. Everybody here is drinking. Peer pressure. Everybody here is drinking. Like, no, let's just chill, man. We're not babies anymore, Gabriella now. Gabriella telling the babies that they are not babies anymore. Woo! All right. Then he's like, ah, no, me, I'll take a Hunter's. And then we can share. Like, two of them, they can share because it's too much alcohol content and all of that and all of that. It's not like they don't drink. They just don't drink like that. They drink punches. You understand that they mixed with a lot of juice. You understand? Ah, but anyways. So, yeah. Gabriella comes back from backstage. She comes back from backstage because they are now in VIP, right? Gabriella comes back from backstage. And then she brings the drinks. But the drinks are open. So basically, Gabriella is like, no, I just opened all of them because I don't have an opener. I just opened all of them and then I gave you guys the drinks, right? And then, oh no, they have no reason not to trust her, right? She's good people, man. She does accounting. She's good people. We don't know anything about her, but she's good people. You understand? Nah, I mean. Mm-hmm. All right. So the kids, they start gobbling up. They drink. It's a little bit, you know, small, small. Like small doses, small doses, small doses. Because they are not also real drinkers. And they are also there for business. So it's not, they are there for business. It's not funny. It's not a courtesy call. You understand? Then they start drinking. And then Gabriella's like, no, let's go and chill with Treff and the Cars. Let's go and chill with Elvo. I don't know celebrities, guys. Let's go and chill with Uno Boy, them. And let's go and chill with PDK, them. And all of that. Because Gabriella now knows the whole conglomerate, right? And then they got introduced. And keep in mind that these are children that really like these Namibian artists. You understand? Like, ooh, it's like a whole celebrity vibe. You understand? It's like, oh, now they are in the inner circle, you know? And then they are chilling and having fun. Gabriella seems to know everybody and all of that and all of that. Now, with the Bling Squad, like three of them, they got like a little tired, and then they have this rule of no man left behind, like the military. They were very military children. I think some of their parents were actually military. Nah, I mean, all right. So they're like, ah, no, I'm tired. They started feeling funny, man. Like, ah, no, I'm tired. Let's go. I think I'm actually drunk, and I've never been drunk, and I just want to be safe, you know, safe word and stuff, because they have their own little friendship, like, and all of that. Then they decided, we have had enough fun, Gabriella. Thank you so much. Gabriella is like, no, let me get my friend with a Iveco, a Kumbi, to take you guys home and all of that, right? Now, the kids are like, we can walk because the house is just here in Pioneers Park as well. It's like, but you guys are a bit tipsy and stuff. Ooh, we don't trust this. You know, the world is a dirty place, you know, Gabriella now. But Gabriella has been having the same drink the whole night. It doesn't even really look like it's moving. But anyways, nobody's judging, right? Mm-hmm. They get into the Iveco. Now they're having a lot of fun because the Iveco is even pimped out. It's fancy. They are taking pictures and all of that and all of that. Gabriella comes through. Gabriella comes through. She has another round of drinks. Like, oh, let's just drink. Let's just drink up while we're going to drop you guys home. And then, like, nothing will happen. You guys will just have hangovers most tomorrow. At least you're not going to be in the midst of people. So gobble up, guys. Woo-woo. Eh. The kids are like, yeah, because we are going home anyways, right? So we don't have to be, like, vigilant and all of that and all of that. The kids drank, like, they drank one Hunter's and another Hunter's and then a Smirnoff and then a Jägermeister shot. They were having fun in the bus because they were under the impression that they were going to go home and then they were just going to be drunk at home and safe, right? Mm-hmm. Then they just started feeling drowsy. When they started feeling drowsy, like, they... they started blacking in and out, in and out, in and out. And then they had no recollection of what was happening. All they know is that, like, when some of them, when they were recollecting the story, you understand, they're like, yeah, I woke up at some point and then I noticed that there were people inside the Iveco. I noticed that at some point when I woke up, I noticed that I was being carried, and I noticed, like, all these funny things. It just so happened that Gabriella had spiked their drinks, right? And basically sold the whole squad. They had left the boy on the side of the road at the bridge, and then they just took the girls, you understand? And then the girls were taken to a funny place. They don't remember. They were missing for a couple of days, and then a lot of things happened to them, to their bodies, and then they were thrown, because the people thought they were dead, you understand? And they were thrown. One of the girls actually was dead, and then the other girls were left on the side, like, just dumped and scattered all over Windhoek City, you understand? They have been missing for 4 days, you know? And even when Charlton was being consulted, you know, like, where are the girls? Like, where are your friends? Where are your sisters, you know? Like, I don't know. And then now when they are looking for Gabriella is nowhere to be found. It just so happened that Gabriella was actually a human trafficker. She was actually just in it for the business, and she just disappeared. That's why she was moving from school to school and stuff like that. You know, that's why there was no reconnection of home. And that was it. That was the story of spiking drinks and human trafficking. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the topic for today is, how safe are our children? You know? How safe are these kids out there, and how do we navigate their lives and protect them out there without putting shackles on their feet to make them prisoners of home? Because it seems as though the only place that is safe, ladies and gentlemen, is home. But even the monster lives at home sometimes. Sometimes they don't want to be at home because even the monster lives at home. You understand? How can we put out methods to teach our children that don't drink open drinks and don't trust anybody, but then also teach them the courage to trust people? Because at the end of the day, you have to trust people. In order for you to make friends, you have to trust people. There is this saying from primary school, right? They told us, grade kindergarten, they told us, rule number one, children, what is it? This is in Roman Catholic kindergarten. Rule number one, children, what is it? Don't talk to strangers. Rule number two, don't be afraid to make friends. That's kindergarten, right? Now, when you think about it logically, if you are a child like me, if you have a mind like mine, I thought instantly that, but everybody, before they are your friend, they are a stranger. And in order for me to make friends, I have to talk to a stranger. But how do I know that this stranger is good and this stranger is bad? How do we navigate around these things? Ladies and gentlemen, the call lines are officially open, and I am taking roll call. I'm sitting here with my pen. I am sitting here with my paper. I am taking roll call, and I am looking at contributions. Guys, when I tell you my word is my bond, I'm giving you guys certificates at the end of the year. But it's certificates of attendance, my dear. But we're going to go for an advertisement break in the next 13 seconds. But I want you guys to think about it. Think about, have you ever experienced being spiked, your drink being spiked, and what happened, you know? Let's go.
Rimonena meumbo ile mongeshefa e akulo lo internet talimbripalele norishi okulinekerwa lo parates parates paife otenje e akulo lo pamakwatafando wamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nokukupa owa we data osheo e akulo lo network la shiako tereda po parates.africa/na nde tolitalele koma yakuro nde tolitalele koma ludi oma yakuro avo hava Anja ilo sign up in a pa online. Always, always.
Hello, caller. My dear. There's only 30 minutes.
Time is money.
Time is money.
When people talk about time is money, and they say, what? Africa, there's no one.
There's African time. Huh?
What kind of a teaching is that?
It's immorally unethical.
Yes. The game. Yes. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Tatebi. How are you?
Let me say I'm Coca-Cola stick now.
Oh. Does that not... Are you Granadilla-listic? Are you 7-Up-6?
So you see what?
Mm-hmm.
Our home environment
matters
a lot.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly speaking, I'm not talking about my ignorance, which I could have known some of these theories and approach before when my young girls were growing.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, I thank God has really helped me.
Yeah.
And I respect her. Let her soul rest in peace.
Mm.
Wonderful. So, you see, the home environment is very, very important, like you said.
Yes.
You see, I don't even know where to start. Since you brought in Gabriel, he very inspired me today in the evening. You are talking about population, development. What a topic was. And I think Francis could really listen. Those kind of contribution. How are we going to be open and make sure that our children create that atmosphere of interaction?
Yeah.
You know, because many a times we think we know it all.
Yes, we do.
Even though the creation of the strong foundation is just like what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
If you build a house on the sucky, on the rock.
On the sandy stone, sandy sand.
Sandy, and not on the rock.
Oh, not on the rock. It's bound to wash away. Yes.
So we need to have that understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the emotion of the children.
But in this case, Tatebwana, can we look at it and say that in this case, these children are good. The only thing that happened was the fact that they did not trust their parents enough to tell parents about this new child. Stranger danger, you know, this new child. Because I feel because they have a tight-knit community already where parents know each other. They are very, active in each other's lives, you understand, because of their children. Had their children been open enough to say that there's this new girl at school, Gabriela, and
you know
this
what?
Is what she wants us to do.
You know, when you were talking about, I was repeating to the young ones. When you were repeating, I was also repeating. Don't talk to the stranger. When you were repeating, and then you see, I really love the parentary, the upbringing, and the socialization of the child who was almost kidnapped at the Komazdal there. I don't know the name of the school. You know how that child said?
Yeah.
No, I have got a young senior brother here. I cannot go with you. And my brother is there. And you see, and you can see now the parents
have done a good job, yeah. But in the case of teenagers, Tatebwana, in the case of teenagers, Tatebwana, can we make it, can we create awareness around the fact that people are out there spiking drinks? People are out there to take advantage of you. Human trafficking is so real. It only hits you when it happens at home. There are people that are still looking for their loved ones, you know?
I understand you too. And I feel pity for the kind of public and awareness, public education and race awareness raising among the, I don't know, I thought maybe that one has to be on our parents alone and the teachers and whatever. I thought the agency, especially the ones who are advocating these things.
Yeah.
So you are not future leaders. The teenagers, you are talking about the teenagers who are not even, they are leaders now as we talk.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't see a lot of dialogue
yeah.
and conversation
yeah.
when it comes to these serious and burning issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that when it comes to social economic development issues,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
so they are more concerned with the political element.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bring up. I'm just trying to some kind of critical consciousness.
Yes.
And I don't know what is happening. Are you, even if I say yes, this teenager I understand. Mm-hmm. These other ones, are the young ones mm-hmm. really prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's psychological or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. or is it that perhaps the leadership there
mm-hmm.
to groom them?
Yeah.
To give them the path.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point, can we just teach our children everything bad outside there in the world so that they are prepared?
Yes. Doing that. All the social agencies are doing that, and it's only the confusion that is coming around.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the peer pressure mm-hmm. or outside there. Mm-hmm. The home environment, sometimes we create those things. Are you telling me those people who are advocating for abortion and things like that, they were not told that we don't kill?
Mm.
I'm not talking about the circumstances that is given to them there.
Yeah.
So you want them. So are you saying that they are not aware?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Tatebwana, that one is a spider web that I do not want to get into today. I feel like everybody has been aggravating me on that abortion issue. My stand still stands, Tatebwana. My stand still stands. I want people to have a choice. Because there are so many mothers out there that are not capable of being mothers.
It is your choice now to kill.
Mm-hmm.
If you are just to kill, then why do you want to coerce somebody to do the same?
It's not coercing. But anyways, that's not the topic. Good evening, Tatebwana. Bye. All right. Our topic tonight is, how are we going to educate our children about human trafficking? Hello, caller.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, beloved. How are you? Can I please have your name for the attendance sheet?
My name is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
I am so excited. I finally managed.
You managed to come through?
Yes.
My dear, today the gods and the ancestors are shining upon us.
I'm always trying to reach you guys on, what is the morning show?
Free Your Mind.
Yeah.
Yay, but today you're with me, the matriarch herself, the creme de la creme, the drip. What are you saying, my beloved? What is your take on this conversation? Did it touch you? Did it pull your heartstrings?
I didn't really listen to the whole...
To the whole story.
I didn't listen to it.
Uh-huh. But the issue is, mm-hmm. we live in a world where people are spiking people's drinks to take advantage of them. Mm-hmm. Now, how are we going to create an environment whereby it is safe enough for you to trust people, but it is also not safe enough for you to trust people?
How do we create an environment whereby it is safe and not safe enough to trust people?
Exactly.
Wow, that's a tricky one. But I think... Mm-hmm. Perhaps if one is going out to chill and stuff, mm-hmm. you probably be with people you trust,
mm-hmm.
like people you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyhow, mm-hmm. I mean, those days, people you know will spike your drink, get you into situations.
Mm-hmm.
I think ladies should just go out and hang out with other ladies.
Yeah.
I think that can work.
Mm. But in this case, the sellout was a lady, no? The sellout was a lady. I'm telling you, kueta kuchotoshi gama peni. Like you, there's no way you can side it. You understand?
Just walk around with your drink on.
Yeah, and don't just accept open drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Walk around with your drink, just to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tricky. You mm-hmm. go out with someone you think is your best friend, but they'll set you up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And also at the
I'm
end of...
I'm so excited. Finally, I'm happy to speak to you, Elizabeth. So say hi to everyone else from...
From?
Yay! Thank you so much for calling. I am appreciative of you. I love the fact that you listen, you are here, you are present, you are being a great member of this society here. I have put you down on my list of attendance. And keep listening, because by the end of the year, I'm giving out certificates of attendance.
Yeah, you should. Every day, see your mind at work, my earphones are on.
My dear, don't get fired, but keep listening. I love it. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Ciao. All right, so now the issue in itself is, it is very dangerous out there. If we have youths that are listening, I know you guys are listening. The idea behind parents being protective over you is not necessarily to keep you from having fun, but it is to keep you from the bad things that might happen to you there on the outside. You understand? You might think that your mom is a demon for saying that you can't go to parties. You might think that your dad is a demon for not allowing you to go to parties. But at the end of the day, we all used to be teenagers, ne? There's nothing under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun, my dear. Hello, caller. Hello. Hi, beloved. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I am fine. Isn't Dina?
Anna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ongwe diva. Yes, I just didn't get your name. I'm writing you down, my dear. Mm-hmm. How are you, my beloved?
I'm good.
Did I pull your heartstrings with today's topic? You're waiting for a happy ending, but truth is, there are not going to be any happy endings, because happy endings only come when you die. Yeah, that's the end. When you die, that's how you say end, the end, because there's nothing else coming after death.
The topic of the day, I think, as don't go out of the house. If you go out, you might look. And then if there's a person that is knocking on, don't open, act like you're not in the house. If you go to school, don't come with anybody. So now when it comes to the teenagers, I believe that we should just work in with our dreams. Don't accept a drink from someone. Because, you know, like these things are new. Accepting a drink from somebody is an exchange of something.
Yeah, it's an exchange of services, of goods, of genitalia. You never know.
Now, and then when it comes to these names, for the girl who did realize, she's a girl, and what she did again is with the other girl.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to us, the youth, for me personally, I think that boys are more fun to be with than girls. For the girls in Gaga, this funny attitude,
towards each other.
And they got grudges. But for the guys, you guys get to know one another already. You spend time apart from all these funny things. But then again, I think you should just learn to walk with our drinks. Get to buy your own drink or something. Probably something will come out.
Anna, can we maybe come to a conclusion that we must teach our youth to be better judges of character, to notice red flags when red flags are happening, Because if somebody doesn't want to introduce you to their parents, but yet all your friends, their parents, then what's that now?
But you know,
we're going for an advertisement break. Please hold on. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity, starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Yes, Anna, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Uh-huh. So what
are you saying again?
No, I'm basically saying, is it possible that we can teach our children to be better judges of character? Because I feel like if we can estimate somebody's goodwill and intentions from the things that they are doing towards us. Because for me, when I look at the story, right, I can tell that there are things within the story that for me personally, I would completely back away from the friendship. Because if I cannot meet your parents and I cannot know where you stay, but you are coming to my house and you are meeting my parents, ne? Then what is at your house that you don't want people to see, you know? And if the only time you are inviting me out is to go and do big people things like clubbing and chilling and shows and stuff, but you found us in a community where we go to movies and stuff, where that's our fun time, then I'm looking at it like maybe you are not my cup of tea, you understand?
But you know, the thing is, man, like you can come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
For different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You come there probably to meet my parents,
mm-hmm.
and then from there you'll be there looking at my house, what is there, what is not there, comparing what is in my house to what is in your house, and then from there you go and tell the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, people are different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They play their side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You can come, you can be there approaching me, and then you'll be like, no, I need to just say hi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, admiring all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Anna's a very bad person. You know?
To but you.
It's hard.
To me, she's a sweetheart, my dear.
It's hard to tell a person and differentiate between all the negative things that a person is going through.
Mm-hmm.
And all in all, you can be like introducing a person to your parents, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, your parents might not like that person.
Mm.
So it's just something else. But in this one, I mean, it's
heartbreaking.
I don't even know what to say.
My dear, I feel like I hurt your feelings every day. This is an abusive relationship.
Like every day you come up with a different thing just to hurt you.
but these are things that you know that they're out there somewhere, ne? There has been a girl or a guy that has been so drunk and they don't even know that their drinks were spiked and they were violated and they can never speak up about it because they are ashamed. And it's probably something that might reoccur if we don't cut it now. If we don't say that, be vigilant, hold your drink, nobody is your friend. You understand?
Yeah.
We're just trying to heal a broken thing, you know? All right, Anna. Thank you.
Likewise.
Bye.
Good night.
Ciao. Yes, at the end of the day, guys, we are trying to talk about the issues that nobody wants to talk about. We are trying to talk about the trauma that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about being raped while you were under the influence of alcohol. But unfortunately, these are the issues that are happening in our societies. We are looking at people and we are wondering, why are you so terrible? Why are you so out there? Why are you so loose? But it might have been something that might have happened and they carry that guilt. So if we can talk about it, if we can advise, if we can say, all right, we cannot take away the past, ladies and gentlemen, but we can be in solidarity in the right now. We can feel empathy and sympathy towards one another. We can look at it and say, okay, now how you are going to do it is like this and like this and like this. It works better in this way. It works better in this way. Let's try it this way. At the end of the day, we are directing each other. We are correcting each other. Basically. So that's my take. You understand? So, at the end of the day, the idea behind everything that we are doing here on Pulling Heartstrings is addressing the elephant in the room, guys. That thing that people don't want to talk about. Hmm? You guys know that your sister went out one day and then she came back and then nobody wants to talk about it. Hello, caller.
Dine is present.
Dine. Now, my dear. You heard me call Anandina. My dear, I you are here. I wrote you your here. Paper, my dear. I'm on Dilly. I'm present, teacher. Teacher, I'm here.
I'm here. Even Sunday, I was present.
Ne? My dear, Andi Mumakinga, this is the start of a whole new relationship. I am telling you guys, by the time we are at the end of the year, you'll be like, no, we grew up together. I know everything about her. She even knows my grandmother and my mom. No, tekuru wa kuku kwanje. Okuya shayeke. Owa etungono.
From grade 1, you school together from grade 1.
No, tuwaza kwa kinda sam. So what is your take? What is your take on this?
So I also have like a story to share.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was in 2019, mm-hmm. I was in grade 11.
Yeah.
So we are hosting this fundraising for our matric
mm-hmm.
farewell, which was going to take place in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So now we had, how do you call it, a guest house.
Yeah.
So like we did it in the science lab,
mm-hmm.
where there were plenty of chemicals and all that.
Yeah.
So now there was this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, we are in the same class, and then, so she was forced, or maybe she was, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
she was forced to drink ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
She was just forced to take a sip mm-hmm. and to see how it tastes. She didn't want, but then she was pressured into it.
Yeah, peer pressure.
And then with ethanol, there's a high concentration
of alcohol. Uh-huh.
Yes. So now, after taking a sip
mm-hmm.
of that alcohol,
mm-hmm.
the girl immediately fell.
Yeah.
And then she was unconscious for the whole day.
You see.
So now.
Could have been an accomplice to murder. How?
Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
The learners.
Mm-hmm.
They suspended.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was responsible for the girl, for the clubhouse and all that. They mm-hmm. were suspended for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also a second year student,
mm-hmm.
as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing media studies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just there cautioning my fellow students, not just to give in peer pressure.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah. It's better to walk away, you know. It's better to walk away and not have the fun and then be safe, yeah. You know.
It saves you a lot.
You know, Ndina, I am an alcoholic, right? I am an alcoholic, and then my best friend is allergic to alcohol. We do not go out, and it's because we have had such bad experiences with people that don't want to understand that we don't take alcohol. So if you give my friend alcohol, she gets sick, and it's hospital. And it can be a club shandy, it can be the smallest thing. It's hospital, it's almost death. And with me, you can hinder literally my whole recovery process of being 6 years sober, you know? But people don't want to understand that because they find it weird that we don't have fun with alcohol.
They think it's cool to drink.
Yeah, they think it's cool to drink. But it's not a bad thing to drink, but don't let the drink use you. You know? Yeah. If you can control it, if you can still be a contributing member of society after a glass or two or three, then you are okay. But if you know that it is hindering your life, you drink alcohol and then you don't work for the next 5 days, then maybe it's not for you, you know? Mm. Mm. But I think, thank you for sharing that story, Ndina.
Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow in class. Oh, sure.
Ewa
Shen.
That's a present for me. Sunday and today.
You want 2 days, Ewa, and the kumaking.
Ewa.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have heard a real-life story about peer pressure, about something that could have went terribly wrong, you understand? Hello, Kula.
Hey, very good. How are we?
I am fantastic. How are you, Tate?
I'm all right, too.
Oh, great. Gabriel present.
Yeah, I'm present also. Yeah, yeah. Come on, how can you write me absent? No way.
My dear.
I want to be the first one.
On the class captain paper.
Yeah, Uncle Buana.
Uncle Buana was not the first one today. It was Lawrence, Uncle Buana, Sarah, Anna, Dina, and Gabriel.
Now I see the competition is getting
worse. My dear. Catch me. Catch me.
I'm telling you.
So what is your take today?
The story of today. You know, Elizabeth, those things are happening in real life.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and they always, you know, when you're having a good friendship, just somebody you don't even know how that person ended in your circle of friends, and they come destroy the
whole thing, yeah.
It's happened so many times. And we don't realize that what intention of this guy who just joining us.
Yeah.
What really is a good friend, but now how really Nana?
We don't even know your mother.
We don't know even him very well.
Yeah.
this is what is happening to other people, because you know, especially when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
The teenager wanted to explore all the opportunity that you are going to get.
Yeah.
And sometimes they never know that you are going to fall in the trap of somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is what is happening.
It's exactly what is happening.
Those things are happening. Those things. When it comes to girls, it's very easy.
Yes.
Because boys, I think we are hard to get somehow. Yeah. And also we can really, we don't fall in those traps easily. Yeah, but for the girls, my friend, happen a lot. That's why... you know, the Uncle Brandy touch it a bit, but when it comes to this abortion, that's why we are trying to avoid those things. Because I'm telling you, there will be a lot of people, a population of Namibia is already small. We are going to find ourselves without even having the teenagers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's going to happen because remember, a lot of people are just telling one night stand.
Yeah.
And then what happens if you give you all a right to, you know, when it comes to like a black community, man, we abuse any light which we are given.
Yes.
We do. That's why you see people are carrying the condom in their pocket.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they are not using that condom.
Yeah. Then but at least you are safe, right?
Hey, why? Mm-hmm.
At least you are safe, my dear. In case someone wants to give me, I'm safe.
Come on. You are not safe 100%. You are not sure.
Yeah.
Because now, what women mostly fear is about what? To get pregnant. But not, about the STD and what
not
that.
Really.
Not really.
But it is true at the end of the day, but I think that stereotype is because pregnancy shows and HIV doesn't must.
You see now.
you have to push it. HIV or don't know ARV.
You don't want to work like a penguin.
Oh my goodness. You know, Gabriel. You know, Gabriel, I was like,
Elizabeth.
Oh, you know, I've been thinking about getting another baby, ne?
Yeah.
But every time I just think of Okanyosi, I'm like, why? Every time I get a push, no ku push, I'm like, why? I think I'm katarumewa.
man. But you know, it's what they say, come on, you learn from your
mistakes.
Experience and mistakes,
Thank you so much, Gabriel. Thank you so much for coming through. Let me wrap it up. All right, thank you. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the idea behind everything is for us to educate, teach, and to have somewhat of a moral compass. Can we touch on issues such as peer pressure? Can we touch on issues such as human trafficking? Can we touch on the fact that these things are really out there? They are really happening. It is really a part of our societies. Can we stop sweeping things under the carpet? Because the carpet is full, guys. The carpet is full. The carpet is a mountain now. Now the dirt is seeping into our children. It's seeping into our society. It is seeping into the people that we are. You cannot tell me that you don't see this. You cannot tell me that you don't recognize this, because you guys are living in societies whereby you cannot control anything. Can we talk about it? Can we be a conscious society? It is so nice to know that we have people out there that have experienced these things. It's nice to know that we can teach each other, we can support each other, we can be there for each other at the end of the day, you understand? So ladies and gentlemen, this week we're going to be running through a series of bad vibes. We're going to pull heartstrings this week. And keep in mind, please, my show is definitely trigger sensitive. So if there has been trauma, there has been bad encounters with anything and all of that, you are definitely going to hear it here. I don't hide it, because these are things that I am not like the relatives that said, keep quiet when uncle touched you because he's your grandmother's son. No, I am not that one. I am definitely the one that's ratting out the uncle, and I am dragging him by the balls. Yeah, that's me. I will address the elephant in the room because I am a matriarch. I am a queen. I am beloved. I am dear. I am superior. I am better. Thank you so much. I hope your heartstrings are pulled. I hope you can have conscious discussions with your children and tell them, like, guys, I know that you guys are out there. I know that you guys are doing all kinds of things out there. But can you be vigilant? If you are ever somewhere, can you be vigilant about your drink? Can you at least send a text and say, I know I'm not home or anything. Can you tell somebody at home where you are going? Even if I don't see you for the next 2 days, the person at home knows that, no, ligora okwaya kumateo. Instead of just disappearing and then we are thinking that she's in a ditch somewhere, Kanti, she's just laying pipe in Okahanja. Nah, let's talk about it, guys. Have a sense of accountability. Be responsible. And let your children be open enough to tell you the weirdest things, because then you can also say that, no, that is an STD that you are having, my child. And if you keep quiet, it's going to ruin your womb and you will never be able to get children. So let's go and get it treated without judgment, without ridicule, without slaughtering or crucifying. Can we be gentle? Goodbye. Caller, you are the last, absolutely last caller. Goodbye.
Oh, hello.
What is your name?
I'm Junior.
Who?
Junior's from Otapi.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, my point is, man.
Uh-huh. Please, 30 seconds.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, I think, man, we really should try to be transparent with whoever we hang out with.
Yeah.
So if you have a person that you hang out with, mm-hmm. and you're trying to be soft-hearted and just being kind and whatnot, mm-hmm. so they take advantage of you.
Yeah.
So, but then if you're straightforward, you'd be like, if somebody brings you, like, for example, what you gave,
yeah.
brings you an open drink, you'd be like, no, bro, I ain't gonna take that.
Yeah.
Bring me a few something.
I hear you, my dear. I hear you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Please call in tomorrow. I have to go. I'm gonna get fired.
Night.
All right. Thank you so much. Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the matriarch herself. I'll be out. Bye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the matriarch herself. I'll be out. Bye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the matriarch herself. I'll be out. Bye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken.